I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You see them all over the road. Some are funny, some are serious, some just don't make any sense. Vanity plates run the gamut, and we did a quick Google search, came up with things like pug lover and bacon, but there's lots of others that test the limit of what's acceptable to the government.
That's part of the problem, according to our next guest. He says vanity plates ultimately aren't worth the constitutional and financial burdens they create.
Danny Savalas joins us now. He's an attorney at Savalas & Wong LLP and a legal analyst for CNN. His op-ed on getting rid of vanity plates appeared on CNN.com. We've got a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. Danny, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, so let's just get it out there. Vanity plates are kind of fun, so what do you see as the problem here?
Oh, I don't want to be seen as a stick in the mud. I think they're hilarious. I think they're a riot, and I like the ones that push the envelope. The more they push the envelope, I think it's entertaining to see what crazy things they get past the reviewers. Frankly, I would like to see the conference room where the people, the officials who review these license plates do it, because they seem to miss as many as they catch. I mean, there has been tons of litigation. So the bottom line is my entertainment is important to me, but ultimately, if I think globally about the state as about public policy and about what we spend our limited resources on, maybe vanity plates day has come and gone. I mean, maybe in the 50s and 60s and 70s, that was the one way to sort of express yourself. But my goodness, we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we've got a lot of different ways to express ourselves. The bottom line is that all this litigation, while I find it entertaining, and if you just Google, like you guys did, vanity plates, you named some of the tamer ones. Look at some of the rejected ones, and you'll laugh out of your cubicle wherever you are. The bottom line is, should we really be expending our government resources on, for even if it's $30 that we're generating from, the government's generating from its citizens, should we really be doing that if it involves hiring people to have to review license plates, to turn them down, and then spend a lot of money on lawyers and courts to litigate, you know, whether or not different words are acceptable?
Well, let's get into that now. I mean, Packers, great. F-word, bad. Where's the gray area that we start to see legal challenges and fuzziness for the license plate censors?
Great way of looking at it, but legally it's even less clear, because the problem with a law, remember, this isn't talking about what can you stencil onto the back of your car. Everyone has seen all manner of gothic lettering with all kinds of things on bumper stickers, on windows. I mean, that's a separate issue. That's your private choice. That's free speech. The real problem is that the government is involved with this speech. And essentially, the government is renting out space for you to say something, to speak on something that's essentially their property, which is a license plate. So the question isn't necessarily what can't you say on TV or what can't you say out loud. The Supreme Court has said you can stencil the F word onto your jacket and walk around in public. So that's not really an issue. The issue is, if the government is going to rent out its property for you to speak on, do they have the right to censor it? And the Constitution provides that laws or schemes that allow for the government to have too much discretion or that are constitutionally vague. In other words, if I were to ask you, can you come up, each of you separately, and if I closed you off and separated you, put you in different rooms and said, you tell me your top 20 most offensive words that cannot appear on a license plate. Do you think, even you two, probably have worked together for some time, do you think you'd even come close to the same? You'd have a lot of the...
That'd be a fun exercise.
Words.
We'll do it later.
You'd have the basics. You'd have the biggies, the hits. You'd have, the F word, the S word, all the seven deadly words you can't say on TV. But once you get out to about 18, 19, 20, I would hazard a guess that you two would be completely polar opposites of each other.
And I guess
that therein is the constitutional problem. If a law doesn't provide fair notice to its citizens what speech is okay and what is not, then it's constitutionally vague.
And in your piece, you talk in specific about an example where a former military guy wanted to put the word infidel on his plates, and he managed to get through lots of the, roadblocks, but at the very end, someone flagged it and it couldn't go up.
I mean, can you imagine what's going on at a government building where actual real business is supposed to be going on? This guy makes an application for not the word infidel, because he had to shorten it one letter to infidel without the ending E, and then that wasn't available. And candidly, we don't know if that was, this isn't my client, and I just don't know whether or not that was taken or already rejected. And then ultimately, he changes the second I in infidel to a number one. And my argument in my column and in general is this. Once you start getting into that substituting numbers for letters, I mean, now we're not even talking about a word anymore. We're talking about your brain having to intentionally make a mistake and read a one as a letter I.
That's what's fun about it, though.
You're on your road trips, and you have to
figure out what people are saying.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's a blast. Believe me. And I've told you, I love when people sneak by. I'm a bit of an anarchist when it comes to the license plates. I think it's entertaining, but thinking globally, thinking about our government and our resources, just because I'm entertained by it doesn't mean it's a good practice. Look, the government's already involved in other sorts of money grabs, the lottery, things like that. I mean, when it comes to a money grab, the real question ultimately is the fact that I enjoy license plates doesn't matter. And I'm going to say something too that's going to be controversial, but I think the sergeant who applied for this would agree with me. It really shouldn't matter, unfortunately, whether or not he's a veteran, whether or not he's served. He should be evaluated as any other citizen. I mean, I don't think he would want special dispensation just because he served, even though that is a very admirable thing. The Constitution, when it comes to speech, applies to everybody globally. So we ask ourselves, what if anybody applied for infidel? Not somebody who's a war hero, but anybody applied for this word that is, I keep saying infidel, but I don't know how to pronounce infidel with a number one. I guess it would be infundel. I don't know how to say it, but that's what was rejected. And that, again, you and I agree, it's entertaining. But is it really what our government should be spending its time litigating? Is this really something that we need? Is it worth? I would love to see the numbers. It's the $30 that Michigan charges its license plate, for these customs license plates. Does it make that money back when you have to litigate something in federal court and more than once?
But is it fair to let these maybe extreme cases spoil the fun for everybody?
Well, you know, look, it's not about spoiling the fun. I mean, it's about. We have a system. This is a government program. This is not, again, you can write whatever you want on the back of your truck. In fact, you can probably get away with writing the F word. You can certainly write infidel. You can write all manner of terrible things on the back of your truck. No one's stopping you from doing that. No one's infringing on your constitutional right of free speech when it comes to whatever you want to put on the back of your Yaris or your AMC Gremlin or whatever it is you're driving. It doesn't matter. You can put now that's an old reference, by the way, AMC Gremlin. It doesn't matter. You can put anything you want on there. The real question is, should the state be involved in taking your money and then sussing out what words it likes and what words it doesn't like? Hey, if it were up to me, you know, put whatever you want on a license plate. I mean, after all, there's a pretty compelling argument that if I'm speeding away from the scene of a crime and my license plate is 09FJL, I mean, you're not going to remember that, but I'm certainly going to remember infidel. I'm going to remember that easily. So, I mean, there's a good argument for letting people put whatever the heck they want on there. After all, they're already allowed to do it on a truck. But the bottom line is this. The government can't have it both ways. Either if they love this $30 that they get from its citizens so much, then they better just let everybody put whatever they want on there, because litigating it can't be a cost-efficient measure. So if they feel like they can't do that, if they feel like they cannot extend their free speech that much, then the alternative is, I guess, you know, look, maybe its time has come. Maybe you don't have a constitutional right to put whatever you want on a license plate. You do have a right to put almost whatever you want on your car. But, I mean, if you want to say it that badly, stencil it on the back of your car. Get an airbrush and go to town.
Danny, we'll leave it there now. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Danny Savalas, an attorney at Savalas & Wong and a legal analyst for CNN. We've got his piece on Vanity Plates linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
And by the way, Marsha on Facebook says, Wisconsin will have to pry my more cowbell plates out
more
of my...
More cowbell, I believe.
More cowbell plates out of my cold, dead hands. There, case in point, I had to figure it out, but that's the fun. So what about you? Would you get rid of your vanity plates? Let us know on the Central Time Facebook page.